Some of us dabble in photography, others like to go hiking, others collect comic books. But here's one hobby I did not know about. In Turkey, some guys like to get together and compete in bird song competitions. It's an old tradition that dates back hundreds of years, as Dalia Mortada explains from Istanbul.
In his small home in a historic district of Istanbul, Nedim Kasap has birds.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
A lot of birds. Greenfinches, to be specific. They're in small cages, about a foot wide and a foot tall. Most of them are in a room together, but Nedim's favorites are hanging in the hallway, the living room, the kitchen, everywhere, really. Why? Because he sells them to men who want to compete in song competitions.
Back in the day, there weren't televisions. In Istanbul, people lived in large homes with gardens. In the evenings, the men would gather at each other's gardens and listen to the birds they kept in cages. They'd drink tea, play board games like backgammon, hang out, and chat.
Nedim explains that greenfinch song competitions are a centuries-old tradition that dates back to the Greek residents of the Ottoman Empire.
After we Turks took it over, we totally ruined it. We all live in apartment buildings with no gardens that smell like roses. Everyone is home in the evening, watching television.
The competitions are still around, but they've become too competitive and not so fun. At this competition, there are about 50 to 60 guys ranging in age from 17 to 70. They're all gathered in a small, stuffy basement, sweating and drinking tea. Some are there to compete, and others, like Nedim, are just there for the companionship. Recep is one of Nedim's friends. He, like most of the guys at this competition, isn't using his last name because what they're doing is technically illegal. He says they can't help it. Once you hear these birds sing, you become obsessed, he declares. Keeping greenfinches, which are small, wild birds, is forbidden, Recep explains. But he says he and his finch-keeping friends want to find a middle ground with the government. This is our illness, our obsession, our hobby, he complains, echoing the sentiments of everyone in the room. It's such an old tradition. If the authorities do catch them, they get fined 500 Turkish liras per bird. That's about 250 bucks. Most guys have multiple birds. No one has that kind of cash on hand, they say. As the competition is about to begin, everyone gets real quiet. Contestants are placed in groups of four after picking numbers out of a hat. Then, they get 10 minutes to make their birds sing. If a bird stays quiet, his keeper tries to coax him, gently rubbing the outsides of the small cages. Some use a bird call from their phones to get their birds to reply. Others make a fluttering sound with their lips. And finally, if they get lucky, two birds start calling to each other. One judge explains that there are a few criteria, but the most important one is the length. Contestants can get points docked if their bird song comes out harsh or aggressive, or if they don't sing at all. These guys get that to an outsider, it seems a little weird. A bunch of men getting together with small cages, obsessing over little birds. But most of them have been doing this for decades. Nedim was 7 when he started. Now, he's 60. Yashar has been at it for 35 years.
Yani çok iyi bakarız. Hatta çocuklarımızdan daha iyi bakarız ona.
We take better care of them than our kids, Yashar declares. Clearly, that work has paid off because he won the competition this time.
We don't choose our desires. We don't choose our bodies or our minds. I've had a lot of friends try to leave this hobby, but they just can't.
Nedim says, like him, people end up keeping birds for life. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Izmit.